Age 2.
Out! Want out!
Shut up, you stupid whore! I'll let you out when you shut up and not a second before! You hear me, brat?
Alabama Ford Smith only cried harder. She didn't understand why Mama wouldn't let her out of the closet. She was hungry, and it was dark and scary inside the small room.
Mama!
Alabama stopped and listened against the door and couldn't hear anything. Was Mama still there? Alabama tried to reach the doorknob, but her little 2-year-old fingers couldn't grasp it. The knob wouldn't turn anyway. It was locked from the outside. After an hour of wailing and crying, Alabama laid down on the floor amongst the shoes, boxes, and musty-smelling hats and gloves. She sniffed. Mama had been serious. Alabama wasn't going to get to come out of the little room until she shut up. She didn't know what a whore was, but it had to be a bad little girl like her. She would try harder to please Mama. Age 6.
Alabama Ford, how many times do I have to tell you to shut the hell up? Too damn many. If I hear one more word out of you, you'll be sorry.
But Mama,
damn it, I warned you!
Alabama felt her mama's hand hit the side of her face right before she went sailing down the 3 stairs that led from the kitchen into the family room. She watched as Mama came at her with murder in her eyes. She couldn't quite dodge the foot that was aiming at her head. It glanced off of her, and she could see that just made Mama madder. The next hit came from the same foot into her side. Alabama curled into the smallest ball she could and tried to protect her head. She knew she wasn't the smartest girl, but Alabama figured if she had any chance of being able to walk in the morning, she had to protect her knees as well. Mama loved to kick them and then laugh as she tried to hobble around the house.
Stupid whore, bitch! Why do you have to be so stupid? I said to shut up!
I'll teach you to speak out of turn.
Don't ever speak again unless I ask you something.
Spittle flew from Mama's mouth as she enunciated and kicked at Alabama with each word spoken. Alabama finally got it. She shut up. Even as a 6-year-old, Alabama knew Mama was serious. Mama meant every word that came out of her mouth. That was the year Alabama stopped talking unless she was asked a direct question. Age 11.
Alabama, do you want to talk to the nice policeman?
Alabama looked up at the stern-looking officer. He was tall and muscular and looked so strong. She sniffed a little and tried to be brave. Mama had walloped her this morning with the skillet she'd been holding. Alabama knew it was her fault. She'd made the mistake of asking Mama when she'd be home later that day. She knew better. How many times had Mama told her never to talk to her? Too many. And Alabama asked anyway. She knew Mama had been aiming at her head, but Alabama turned at the last minute and the skillet collided with her arm instead. Over the course of the day, it had turned a nasty shade of purple. Of course, a teacher noticed and insisted on taking her to the principal's office. The principal was a nice enough lady, but she had no idea what Mama was like. No one did. Alabama was beginning to think Mama was crazy. It wasn't a nice thing to think about your own Mama, but she couldn't think anything else. After 11 years of living with her, Alabama finally figured out that other little girls didn't have to worry about their mamas hitting them if they spoke out loud at home. They didn't have to worry about skillets coming at their heads if they so much as coughed too loud. Alabama figured this was her chance. Maybe this officer would protect her. Policemen were supposed to protect people. She told him everything. How Mama would lock her in the closet when she went out. How she wasn't allowed to talk at home. How Mama hit her all the time with whatever was handy.